mean, that's what I mean to that. I mean, just like something heavy. And, you know, I've been praying and seeking God on behalf of my own stupidity, my own failure sometimes. Because it's easier, I don't know, and this may be reversed for some people, but it's easier for me to see my own fault rather than it is yours. And so I'm like David in Psalm 51. I pray constantly, God, search me and know my heart. And see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me into the path of right doing. How many's ever prayed that prayer before? Because I fail God. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. But any real people here? We live in a real world, right? And as Roy always says, sometimes somebody say, keep it real. So, God is real with us. Because, listen, I pray, and this may sound a strange prayer from a pastor, but I pray this prayer. God, I want my life to be real. I don't want to play church. I do not want to play church. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to be something that I'm not. I want to be who God called me to be. And I don't want to We can get in this place sometimes, and I've been there throughout the years. So this morning, I want my life to be real. I want to be transparent. And I told somebody the other day, I guess I probably failed God more than any person on this planet. No doubt. I have. I failed God more than anybody on this planet. And I need Him. I need His love. I need His forgiveness. I need His acceptance. And this morning, we have a real God who deals with us and is so powerful in the way that He manifests His love toward us. And this morning, that powerful song, and I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But God chose to love me. Love me out of my mess. Love me out of my mess. Yeah. All of you guys here this morning, I want you to turn to the book of Mark. And we're redeeming the time, so this morning. But things trouble me, have troubled me, not just things, and not just things that my own failure and my own mess ups and those are troubling. But then things in the earth trouble me today. Things in the earth trouble me. And I don't say this to say bad news, because you can get bad news everywhere. All you got to do, and some people hooked on bad news. Some people watch CNN 24/7. And, you know, I'm going to say, we need to know what's going on. How many knows this? We need to know what's going on in the earth, okay? But that's not the final story. That's not the final story. God is the final. He's got the answer to whatever we're looking at and whatever we're faced with today. But I know that there are a lot of things that are troubling people all over the earth. And this morning, and I'm not going to share, we may have to look at the bad news. We may have to look at bad news. I like what Travis Sturgill said one time. He said, the good news is the bad news is wrong. How many remember Brother Travis saying that one time? He preached a message on that. The good news is the bad news is wrong. Well, there's a lot of things that are happening in the earth today. You'd have to be blind not being able to see or hear or know or contact with any human existence, to know that there are not things that are troubling in the earth today. And there are signs that people are concerned about and worry about and wonder about this morning. And the Bible says in different places, and it's full of all kinds of prophetic utterances and words throughout the scripture that tells for things for us to look at and look for as we approach closer to the coming of the Lord. And we know the Lord is coming. That is not new news. That's been news for a long time. But sometimes we need to be concerned, but know where our focus and where our eyes should be on today. Not on the storms that are taking place, but on the one who is able to speak to the storm and calm the storm and say peace. How many knows that Jesus still speaks peace to the troubled waters and the storms of your life? He still speaks peace. And we look around today, and I want to tell you, yes, we know that there's bad news. Fox will tell you that. NBC will tell you that. CNN will tell you that. I don't want other kinds of news things that will say that and share that all over the earth. We know that. That's no strange thing. But the powerful thing is that there is nothing happening today that God is out of God's control. Listen, God is not walking around in heaven today, wringing his hands and wondering, whoa, what am I going to do down there on that earth? What am I going to do? Whoa, it's just out of my control. It's out of hand. It's like this Hurricane Irma. It's just out of my control. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to take care of things or not. How many knows that God's been taking care of things a long, long time? Storms. God's in control of everything. God's in control of the weather. God's in control of the destiny of man. God's in control of the nations. God's in control of all the events that take place on the earth. God's not nervous. God don't get nervous. We might get nervous, but God doesn't get nervous. He's able to step out on the bow of your ship. He's able to step out on the bow of our ship and look right in the face of that storm and say, peace, be still. I like the way the pastor says, hush, calm down. That's what the pastor said, hush, and be still, calm down. So today God's able to look in your life. In fact, he's the only calm. He's the only sanity in an insane world. Because how many knows that we live in a crazy world? We live in a world where there's violence. We live in a world that we're surrounded with serious today economic concerns. People are in trouble with their work and their finances. And nations can get that way too. We're in a political unrest, not just, throughout the world. A political uneasiness throughout the world. We're looking at drug epidemics, and that's close at home because, we can all associate and be familiar with the problem with drug addiction and all of these things that happen. There is violence and hatred in the earth, Think about all the things people, don't have to have a reason to hate you. They just hate, okay? Yeah. Haters love to hate, But lovers love to love, How are you trying to be a lover and a hater? I said, how are you trying to be a lover and a hater? Do you know what the answer to hate is? It's love. Love those who hate you. Despitefully use you. Listen, pray for those that are not good to you. Pray for those that mistreat you. Pray for them. Love them. When they come against you with hate, just love them more. Amen. Just love them more. we're surrounded by violence, and violence is the byproduct of hatred and the earth, you know, wars and threats or rumors of wars, as the Bible saying. We're looking at things that are happening in the natural sense in the earth today. Earthquakes in different places in the earth. Earthquakes in diverse places or different places. We're looking at things that are happening just this past week. There in Mexico, there's an earthquake of over 8 on the Richter scale, which means there was a powerful earthquake that killed several people. So we're looking at things that happen like this. We're looking at this one-two punch. There's always been storms, and I don't want people to get all nervous and aggravated and say, oh, you know, we've never had things like... Listen, there's always been storms. There's always been earthquakes. But thank God there's always been Jesus. Amen. Just focus on the bad news. I could be like one of these doomsday. Listen, we need to understand where we are in the world. We need to understand where we are in time. We need to understand and know that, yes, as Jesus said, even in Jesus' day, the time is near. You know, as Paul said, the time is near. We need to understand that, you know, that this is vitally important for us to get a grip on and hold on. But not for us to the point that we're focusing continually on the storm of the day, but we're focusing upon the one who's the master of the storm. Amen. We're focusing not to be distracted, pull away to the left and the right, but keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. If you're looking for fault, guess what? You're going to find it. Every person you look at, you're going to find the fault. But don't look too far, because you got to look at yourself first. Because we all got faults. We all got faults. Come on. We all got faults. The fact is, you see other people, you don't tell other people like yours. Oh, that's quiet right there. Man, I didn't hear screaming at
you. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
So we don't deny that we live in a troubled world, right?
Right.
A very storm-prone world.
Yes.
Where there's craziness that goes on every hand. And we live in uncertain times. We live in uncertain times, and there is a discontentment. And there is a, you know, the Bible says that the earth is like having birth pains right now. Things that are happening, it's like a mother having birth pains. You know, when she's having birth pains, then something's getting ready to happen. What's getting ready to happen? She's getting ready to what? Go down to Walmart? Come on, help me out, guys. You are right in there. I must have said something. So when a woman's having birth pains, Rick, you're not a woman, but tell me what is getting ready to happen.
Birth.
She's getting ready to give birth. She's getting ready to have a baby. So we see all these things, and we know that change. Everybody shout change.
Change
is on the way. Change is on the way. And you know, this is the thing. This is a powerful thing. I can stand up here and talk about prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. We can go into the book of Matthew, we can go into the book of Luke, and we can see what Jesus said will be the signs of the time. And we just named some of those signs that Jesus was talking about, that he highlighted. And we know that things are coming upon. Things are coming down the pipe. Things are happening. And which tells us there's change in the atmosphere. And I can sit up here and tell you a lot of bad news, but I've got some good news to tell you. How many want to hear some good news? Listen, you telling us that. Listen, CNN don't make money by telling you that people just got healed with their eyesight. Listen, Fox don't get here make money by just telling you somebody got about a wheelchair. Listen, they won't broadcast that kind of news. They won't broadcast that so many people just surrendered and gave their life to Jesus. They won't broadcast things like that. They won't broadcast powerful miracles and things that are happening like that. God's devil don't want you to see that. He wants you to see all the bad news. But I've got some good news to tell you today. Amen. I've got some good news. Turn to somebody and say, I'm going to hear some good news. The first good news I'm going to tell you, that Jesus is still on the throne. It's falling apart. We get fearful. We all struggle with that. For the bravest person in here, you struggle with fear. The fear of the unknown. The fear of the unexpected. The fear of the things that are coming upon. In fact, Jesus said in the book of Luke that in the last days, men's hearts would fail them because of the things that are coming upon. Afraid because of the things that are coming up on the earth. Because Jesus is still on his throne. And there are his sons and daughters. And you're all in his arms and in his hands. God's not going anywhere. And the only place you're going is in the rapture when Jesus comes back. If you prematurely die before then, you're still winning. And if you go that way, you're still winning. If you stay, you're still a winner. Amen. So you're a winner. You don't have to be fearful of these things because Jesus is certainly on the throne. And the word says that his throne cannot be shaken. It's forever. His throne is eternal. Nobody can dethrone him. Nobody can take the throne away from him. Nobody can bump him out. That's where he is. And he's in control. So this morning I want you to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35. And we've already been, if you want to stand, that's fine. And honestly, I'm just about finished. So you'll be standing toward the end of it instead of the beginning. Okay, we just got things flipped around. Is that okay? So this morning, know this, that God is on his throne. And he's your king. He's never been defeated. He's never been defeated. He never will be defeated. He's in control. He's on the throne. He's on the throne. Wow. And he's looking at this. Do you not think that he's aware of everything that's going on? But may you be reminded he's not nervous like you and I did. When we see great storms coming, and it makes us nervous. And if you're not nervous, it's because you're not in the storm. But I'll say this spiritually. Everybody in here has been in the storm. Or you're in one now. Or you're going to be in one tomorrow. But we all know about storms. We all know about storms. We all know. And we say a lot here in the ministry. And storms are very unpredictable. And we don't know for certain the course of these storms. We don't know the devastation. We don't know the things that will happen or won't happen. But we're all concerned. It's just like the storm that's brewing on the earth that we've already talked about. And things are happening. But they're in some uncertain times. And this is a time of uncertainty. Because uncertainty means that you really don't know. There are things that you wonder about. Things that you think about. And everybody is truthful here this morning. You know when you watch the news concerns you, right? If you have feelings, then the news concerns you. Things trouble you, just like I shared. But this morning, there is sure certainty for uncertain times.
Amen.
There's things that we can do when we're facing the storm. And Jesus said, the word says in verse 35 of chapter 4, and on that same day when evening had come, he said to them, let's cross over to the other side. Jesus was ready to get into his boat with his disciples. This is a miracle here that causes us to look at Jesus in two ways. When he ministered here a couple, 3 weeks ago, about Jesus and the humanity of Jesus, he talked about the deity of Jesus too. But this miracle causes us to look at who Jesus really was. Who he was. He wasn't just a man that come on the scene and say, this is who I am, I can do it. The proof was in the pudding.
Amen.
So the fact is, he was all human, but he was all God. Amen. So he was God in the flesh. So think about that. Jesus, in this miracle, we see the humanity of Jesus and we see the deity of Jesus. We see the fact that Jesus was on the ship with his men, and they all got on the ship, and he told them, this is their mission. Let's go across to the other side. Because there were things that needed to happen on the other side. There are other miracles that need to happen on the other side.
Yes.
You know what? We can get so caught up in the storm and focusing on the things that are happening today, we can just sit around in our rapture suits. We can just sit around in our rapture suits and listen, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And Jesus said it's going to come upon men just like that. It's going to be like a trap, a snare. It's going to catch them unaware. So we know that it's coming. But the fact is, we can be so heavenly minded that we do no earthly good.
Amen.
We can sit around in our gaze, our holy gaze, in our rapture suit, and just pray for the rapture, pray for the rapture. How about the billions of souls that still need Jesus today? It's not just about you and your fruit. We're ready to go. Yes, I know. But it troubles me because there's billions of souls that still need Jesus.
Amen.
So you're happy just leaving all those people to burn? And go through tribulation?
No.
And suffer? No. So our mission. Everybody shout mission.
Yeah.
I promise you we're going somewhere, Tammy. They were going somewhere. Just sit down. If you want to. I'm not very good at that. Jesus gave them his mission. Stay. He said, well, go the other side. We know we're faced with storms. We know we're faced with tribulations and troubles and trials. We know that there are problems. We know that there are wars and rumors of wars. There's hatred. We know that all these things are happening. But Jesus said, we've got something to do. There were four other miracles on the other side of that lake waiting. There was a miracle on the other side of that lake. And in that next chapter, there were four miracles that needed to take place. But Jesus gave his disciples the assurance that they were going to the other side.
Amen.
Guess what? You and I are going to the other side. You didn't hear what I said. I mean, there's some people waiting on you on the other side. Anybody waiting on you, Sister Charlotte? Shout out, I love you.
Yeah.
Robbie, I believe you got somebody on the other side waiting on you. Guess what? You're going to know them when you see them. They're going to know you.
Woo.
Think about that. So we're going to the other side. Jesus made it very clear. We're going to get to our destination. And it's what we do in the meantime that's important.
Yeah.
What we do from A to B, that's vitally important. We can't forget our mission.
Amen.
Only you can't forget your mission. Kevin, you can't forget your mission. We've been given a mission. We've been given an assignment by the King of Glory. This King who sits on the throne. Mark, it's so good to see you here today, man. Mark, I said, Mark, you need to run a few laps around me with me today. He said, he looked down at that leg and he said, I believe I can do that. I said, well, one day for sure you're going to, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got things, Chris, to do on the other side.
Yeah.
We got a whole community of kids that are eager, just somebody to love them. And pour powerful music and praise into them. Teach them how to make that thing talk like you did earlier today.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
We got things to do on the other side, Kevin. We got work to do. But between A and B, we got things to do here. The blind need to see. The lame need to walk. The leper needs to be cleansed. The dead needs to be raised to life. We got things to do. Right here. Don't be pulled away by your storm. Don't be distracted by your storm. Don't let your storm pull you off focus to who your help really is. Where your help really is. Oh, Jesus is surely a bridge in the time of trouble. And he's a bridge over troubled waters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's the shelter in the time of our storm.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going through, know this. Remember, there's things that we can be certain of when times are uncertain. We can be certain that he is on the throne. We can be certain of this, that his presence is with us. He says, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you when you get to the storm, Kathy. I'm not going to leave you when you heard the doctor's report you've got cancer. Listen, you got kidney cancer. And it sort of takes you way back. And you start looking at things. My, did I hear him right? Did I hear him say that I had kidney cancer? How many knows that there are things that you go through that will try to set you back? This is a time of anxiety and restlessness. And Jesus said it would be that way upon the earth. Jesus said it would be that way on the earth. Wow. Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I needed this today, whether anybody else did, Lord. I want to turn to the book of Luke. And I said we're ready to anchor this boat right here. Harbor boats are not men. I had a lot of stuff. I don't know, Will, if any of that stuff ever come through, but I sent it to Becky. I don't know if she ever got it, but I sent some stuff to put up, but if you don't, that's fine. But, you know, harbors are places of safety for ships. But can I say to you, and Kathy told me this the other day, I believe, that ships weren't made or designed to stay in the harbor. They were designed to be on the open seas. But when you're on the open seas, you're subject to great storms. God didn't call us to stay safe in the harbor. He didn't call us to house up here this nice sanctuary and just stay here all comfortable and be nice and say, come on, Chris, come on, sinners. Come on, sinners. Come on, sinners. Come on. Come on, sinners. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
God called us to reach sinners.
Amen.
God called us to make a difference in the life of people that didn't know Jesus. You remember Jesus told me, listen, we're not just going to get on this boat, but we're going to go to the other side. We can tie off right here, and I can preach you a nice sermon, and we can have fish and loaves, and we can stay here in this harbor. We can stay here tied to this shore. But he said, no, we got business on the other side. Get into a storm. Yes, Jesus knew that.
Yes.
But Jesus wasn't worried about that storm.
Oh, man.
We're worried about the storm, but Jesus is not worried about the storm. Because he's in control of the storm.
Yes.
He's in control. The storm is when people go through storms and say, Lord, I don't have control of my life. And that's why I'm anxious, and that's why I'm nervous. And Lord, what am I going to do? And listen, I'm preaching to myself sometimes here. Lord, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the Lord, as I said earlier, he's not walking the floor and wringing his hands and you know, and saying, well, I feel for you because I don't know what I'm going to do either. No, listen, when you cry out, God is available. He's there. Amen? He's available. He knows where you are. He knows where you are. He has the most side of you. I don't care where you are in the storm. So they cast off. So Jesus fell asleep. He was tired. Speaks of his humanity. He was tired. He was weary. But you know, this storm raged, man. This storm came and it caused the ship to be in jeopardy. Water was coming in. I guess some of it was coming down underneath where Jesus was sleeping. The wind was howling. The boat was being tossed. Everything you can imagine in a storm with a little fishing boat. And somebody said, well, who was on board with them? It really don't say which disciples. I see pictures where all the disciples were with them. I don't know if all the disciples were with them. But I'll guarantee those like Andrew. And I guarantee Peter. And maybe some of them that knew something about the way of the sea could have been on the board of the ship with them. Because they knew about the sea. They knew because they were fishermen. And it wasn't any surprise or it wasn't anything that they were not used to. Because if you fished on the Sea of Galilee, there was apt to be a storm. There was apt to be a storm. So Jesus went aboard and he went to sleep on the ship. And the storm raged. And Jesus didn't even wake up. It's almost like he didn't care. The disciples were crying and fretting and saying, Lord, what are we going to do, Jesus? Don't you care that we're in this mess? I bet if somebody be honest with me this morning, I bet you prayed that very prayer. Lord Jesus, if you really love me, why am I in this mess? am I having so many problems in my family? Lord Jesus, if you would have cared for me, Lord, then why am I battling this depression so long? Jesus, if you would have cared for me, why am I going through this storm? Lord, why? Why, Lord? If you're with me, Jesus, then why does it seem like I'm alone in this divorce, Lord, when this thing has torn my life apart? Why, Jesus, does it look like everything is against me? Lord, look, why, Lord, does it seem like treatment after treatment, Lord, chemo after chemo, Jesus, if you really cared about me, Lord, then why does it seem like I'm in this boat all by myself? Are you real people here this morning? God wants to assure you, you're not by yourself. Lord, if you're really with me, I just buried my mom, I just buried my wife, I just buried my child. Lord, if you were with me, Lord, oh Jesus, then why am I suffering and going through all this grief? Jesus knows what you're going through. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Pastor, do you understand that? That Jesus knows what we're going through. Do you understand that? Cindy, do you see that? Do you see that? Have you ever cried out before? Have you ever cried out to the Lord? Jesus, why does it seem like I'm in this by myself? Is anybody real here right now that will give you a witness and say, Pastor R, listen, there been time I felt like I was all alone and going through the storm by myself. Jesus said, you're not alone. I'm with you. I'm still here. Every person right here should have shouted right there. I don't care how cool you are. I don't care how religious you are. Everybody should have shouted right there. Because Jesus is with you. If there's nothing you know for sure, know this. Jesus is with you. Amen.
Lo, I am with you always.
He will even go before you, behind you in the storm.
Yes.
He'll be your front guard, your rear guard. When Kathy was going down to Nashville, we went down there to have surgery. And she didn't know what we were facing. You're in a storm, you don't know what the outcome of that's going to be. You don't know if your boat's going to wreck, end up on an island somewhere. You don't know if you're going to be lost at sea. You don't know the outcome of your storm. But listen, the Lord went before her, which showed us that we can trust Him. How many knows that you can trust the Lord? That's an easy word to say. I trust the Lord. I hear people all the time say, I'm going through something. And you know, the first answer we want to do is just say, trust in the Lord, child. And that's truth. That is truth. That is true. But how many know sometimes it's easier to say than it is to do? Anybody real here today? I said, anybody real in this room today? Oh, listen. There's no storm in your life, Grant. When the bills are paid and everybody's well, the kids are well, everybody happy, everybody's making touchdowns on the weekend, everything going good. Listen, friend, all the bills are paid. The job's good. Listen, health is good. Listen, it's the easiest thing to do is to stand up and shout. Just trust in the Lord. Woo! But it's another thing to do when you're facing a storm and you're looking in the eye of that hurricane and you're telling people, just trust the Lord. But how is trust in the Lord going to give me my home back? How is trust in the Lord going to give me my car back? Give me my pets back? Give me my clothes back? Give me everything that I just lost back? How can that be true? I mean, those are the people who got some real answers, questions out there.
Yes.
But Jesus, says they began to cry out. But he was asleep. Don't you care that we're dying, Jesus? Don't you care that we're dying? Then he arose and he did this. He said, hush. I like that. That's authority. When my dad looked at me, he said, hush.
He's that kind of man.
I remember hearing that word. I don't think he ever read the Bible back then, but I remember hearing that say that word. Listen, he's working night shift. I remember this one time. He never did beat me. And I'll say this, he beat my mom, but he never beat the kids. The kids would get in his way, and he'd knock them, but he never beat the kids. But I did hear this. God gloriously saved him, by the way. Turned him into another kind of fighter and another kind of a leader. But I just said this. That day I woke him up from night shift and he'd been sleeping the day. You know how kids are, they just run through that screaming. He come out that door. I knew something wasn't right. And he looked at me and had a little. Well, wasn't a whole lot bigger than little Ben. Maybe Will's age. But he looked at me and he said, hush! Whoa. Listen, I want to say something too. When the Father speaks, the Bible says he speaks as one having authority. When he speaks over your life, it's truth. It's going to happen. What he declares over your life. What he speaks over your life. So it was no deal. It was no big deal for Jesus to look in the eye of that violent storm and say, hush, calm down. And immediately there was a calm. It came, went from raging sea to calm waters that you paddleboard on. It went from a violent sea where you can tie the boat on. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. And he's bringing this to an end. I want you to look one other place for me. The Lord tore this all to pieces. There's one thing that you can understand in times of uncertainty, in the time of your storm, that God is on the throne. That his presence is here. His presence is a whisper away. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He hears the direction of your cry. He knows what your cry is about. He understands your pain. He understands your turmoil. He knows the storm that you're going through right now. He knows how things are ripping you apart. He knows how things are ripping your family apart. But he's here today to speak peace. Yes. Speak peace.
Yes.
Over the troubled waters of your life.
Yes.
To bring sanity to a crazy world.
Yes.
And people would only cry out to God today. Yes, we need FEMA. Yes, we need government agencies. Yes, we need all these things. Those things are awesome and God uses them. He uses people to help people. Yes, he does, most certainly. But who we need to cry out to is Jesus. Somebody sent a post. I don't even know where it came from. Those people went out from this church. Whole congregation of people went out to the down in Florida and looked out over the ocean. And they began to cry out to God before the storm ever came. And there were a lot of people who thought, well, man, those people are crazy. No, those people are wise.
Yes.
That's where your help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. Your help doesn't come from the social security. the Lord. He maketh the heavens and the earth. He's in control. Psalms 46. Oh, I love this. Jesus. I'm going to put my name. That's what I do, Brother Johnny, when I read the scripture. I put my name in there. Because it's personal. You do that too, don't you, Kathy? We put our name in there. So this is what the Lord says. God is Jeff's refuge and strength. Wow. You see, you can read that and say, God's talking to some people in the Bible. No, he's talking. He's talking to Lincoln. He's talking to Pastor R. He's talking to Eve. He's talking to Chris. Way down in Georgia. Way down in Georgia, he was talking to Chris. I believe Chris knew who his help was. And he didn't know how crazy serious he was down there. But listen, while he was fighting for life, there was a man holding on to his left or right. I don't know where it was. And Chris wasn't thinking about Chris. Chris started crying out on his behalf. God, I know that I'm in trouble in this storm, but this man is getting ready to die. Save it. You know what that man did? He got up out of that hospital and walked out. Jesus. You're not looking at your storm. You're not looking at your problems. Because if you look at them, they'll never get any better. In fact, they'll get bigger.
Yeah.
And as long as Jesus, as long as Peter was keeping his eyes on Jesus in Matthew 14 in that storm, then he kept walking on the water. But when that storm got a little more violent, he took his eyes off just long enough to look at his storm. He began to sink. I promise you, every time you're going to sink when you just keep looking at your storm. You keep looking at how bad you got it and how things are happening. And I don't think I'm going to get out of this. And I don't think I'm going to get any better. And I don't think it's going to get any better. And listen, friend, you can't work your way out. It's only God. It's only the Lord that's going to give you the strength and be your refuge in the middle of that storm. So today, if you're looking in the midst of that storm, just know in the very eye of the hurricane is the calm you need. Let me spell you. Let's see if you can spell calm for me.
Jesus.
Yes, you will. That's right,
brother. Okay, I'll wait for somebody to say C-A-L-E. How you spell it, boo? Listen, I know it's late, we're closing right here. But listen, friend, keep your eye on Jesus. We have, in this uncertain world, we have the certainty that God is on his throne. We have the certainty that God's presence is with us. We have the certainty to know that he loves us and he's going to care for us in the middle of our storm. And he chases you with his reckless love. He'll run you down. He'll run you all over Kentucky, Tammy. He'll run you all over the South. He'll run you all over South Carolina, North Carolina. He'll run you all over Tennessee. He'll run you all over the face of the earth to chase you down and to remind you that he loves you with a love that cannot be quenched. Amen.
Amen.
He is my refuge. He is Jeff's refuge and strength. Listen to this. A very present help in trouble. Present help in trouble. Rick, I know you're a quiet man, You know I aggravate you a lot. I stretch you a lot. That's all right. Being quiet's all right. Has there ever been a time that you could give witness to this? That he's a present help in the time of your trouble? You know what? Sister Betty was a powerful, active force in ministry here.
Yes.
For some reason, the Lord decided to take her home. And for some of us, we still don't really understand and know all the answers to that. The things you're never going to know all the answers to. But you know what? Sister Betty's works are still following her. She couldn't wait in this place to get built. When she couldn't hardly stand up, her, we had a prayer meeting up here with her, no walls. And we were just, her and Jenny sang a song at evening prayer meeting. And we would bring her up here, and she walked through when the studs were put up around the wall, and two veins and stuff were put up. She walked throughout the building and visioned what God was doing. Well, Sister Betty's not present here today, but she's very much present in Jesus.
Yes.
So don't look at her as a loser.
Right.
You say, well, but Rick is here, her family's here, and that's hard, and the ministry that she served in is here. But she's still finding ways. I'm not being rude, okay? She's still finding ways to serve the Lord. She, and I say this, and I don't know what this got to do with the storm, but I'm going to say it. Because we need to know who's with us in our storm.
Right.
Who's very capable to take care of you. And he's a present help. And some of you today are going through stuff. You're going through stuff. But Sister Betty had nearly a brand new vacuum cleaner. Nearly a brand new vacuum cleaner. I guess, I don't know how many times she used it, but when she used it, she probably said, wow, that's a good vacuum cleaner, Rick. Come on, Rick, see how good it is. But you know what Rick did? He donated it to the youth wing. Because, you know, Kathy and I said the day before, oh, we're going to have to get with Joe, because, see, if we're okay, because we need to get us a vacuum cleaner for this wing over here. And the next day, Rick called me. That's strange, isn't it? And just said, you know what, Sister Betty, I'm going to get Sister Betty's vacuum cleaner. So Sister Betty's still vacuuming. Be carried into the midst of the sea. Though its waters roar and trouble like down in Florida today. Though its waters roar and be troubled just like down in Florida. Though the mountains shake with a swelling like down in Mexico. There is a river. What did that come out there for? So what? There's a river. But this is the river of God.
Yeah.
There is a peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, there's a peace. In the midst of your storm, there's still calm waters to tread on. There's still a river to walk in. There's still victory in your storm. You got to realize that. Jesus is your present help. And the peace of surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus. Today, if your mind is troubled by the storms that's raging, then today, cry out for the peace of God to embellish you, to cover you, and fill you today. For you know today, there is a river. There is a river. There is a river of peace whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place, the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Turn to somebody and say, I'm not going to be moved. I know it's just a few minutes after one. I know what people's stomachs are saying, and I know people, you know, you're thinking about this and thinking about that. You know what? You need to be thinking about this storm right now that God's trying to help you in. Amen. Amen. Not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn, just at the right moment, just at the right time. God always comes through, don't he? When you think, Lord, I can't make it anymore. Anybody ever been there before? There's a few people who've been there before. You know what? I've got an interesting question here. It's just a question. When I ask that question and you get about five or six people's hands raised, how come the rest of you don't raise your hands? That's all right. Good question. Because how many knows we all go through storms?
Yes.
How many knows we all go through storms? You say, Pastor Art, what's that got to do with you? I'm a teacher. And I gauge what my kids know, and they didn't always know the answers if they raised their hand. Some learned that after a while. They just raised their hand because they knew it, I would call them. Like, oh, I know the answer. But we got to know the answer, Henry. You got to know this answer. This is more important than all the skills you've learned over the years of deer hunting out in the wood. This is more important. This is more important play than all the practice and drills and coaches you've had with baseball down through the years. This is more important. What God is sharing with you today. That God shall not be moved. And he is in the midst of us. And the Lord is with us. Verse 7. The God of Jacob. He is our refuge. And today, I want you to know that there's a God in heaven who is still on the throne. There's a God in heaven whose presence is with you. He hasn't left. His presence is with you. He's going to be with you always. Even throughout your storms, God is going to be with us. And you know what? I saw this poster, and I don't know if it's even been up or not, but I'll say this. God may not get us out of the storm. He may not quiet the storm that you're in, but he'll quiet the child that's in the storm. Have you ever seen that before? God may not deliver you from the storm, but he'll quiet the storm in you. Amen? He'll quiet the storm in you. That didn't make anybody mad when I said that just a while ago, did it?
No.
Okay. I heard somebody say, don't get over it. I want to be real with you guys, folks. This is a time to buckle down. This is a time to buckle down, man. This is time to be about God. This is not time to be playing around.
Amen.
This is a time to be about God. This is a time to embrace the Lord today. To be about Him. To be thankful to Him. So I'm going to read this. This is the last scripture. And get ready to close here. This is Jesus talking about the end times, the coming, his coming. And the last part of that chapter, this is chapter 21 and verse 34. This is the passage. Be careful that you never allow your hearts to grow cold during all these things. Don't allow your hearts to grow cold during all these things. You know our hearts can grow cold. We can love God not like we used to love Him. How many knows that? Don't allow your hearts to grow cold. Remain passionate and free from anxiety and the worries of this life. Then you will not be caught off guard by what happens. So God's people knows what's happening in the earth. And today we're not going to be caught off guard. But while we're in these storms, remain passionate. Remain loyal. Remain faithful to God. This is what he says. Don't let me come and find you drunk or careless and living like everyone else is living in this crazy world. You have something in you that that world doesn't have, and that's me. And I'm with you. I'm with you. If you can. Can I say something?
Sure.
I'll say something here. I'll tell you something else been troubling. And although I'm not focusing on that, but sometimes you do, the enemy does want you to look at it. I've looked over the years, 40 some years in ministry. I've looked at, over the years, all the people who said they would be with me. And all the people today, if all the people that would remain helping me and supporting as they said they were. Now listen, I messed up my own self, okay? I'm just talking about this. And if I had all those people, you'd have to have a building about 10 times bigger than this. I'm talking about people who said, Pastor, I'm going to be there. Woo! Yes. When storms come, has anybody ever had somebody left you in a storm before? Yes. Ever had somebody back up on you? Yes. That was right there with you. Yes. Fight tooth and nail. Yes. But the storm got hard. Yes. The storm got rough. Oh.
Come on.
But I promise you this, Jesus will never, ever do that to you. Amen. It bothered Jesus too. Bothered Jesus too. And many of them left. But that was okay. God loves us anyway. Warts and all. If you're here today and you're going through a storm, I want you to be real with me. I want you to be as real as you know how to be real today. How many's troubled by the storms in your own life or the storms that exist everywhere else? Be real. If you're not troubled, then I want you to talk to me at the end, because maybe I will see what you're doing different than I am. So how many is going through storms? Been through storms? Just keep your hands up there. God, you know this, friend. God has never left you. Lord is never going to leave you. We back up, but he never leaves us. So today I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to get an insurgence of strength, or get your eyes on the Lord today. Refocus your attention, your eyes, your spiritual eyes on Him, and look to Him. Because the storms are coming. I wish I could stand here today and say the storms are going to get better. But the storms are not going to get any better. But God's going to help us get through. God's going to help us get through. So the good news is, He's on the throne.
Amen.
The good news is, His presence is with us today. The good news is, He loves us and He cares for us. Hallelujah. He really does, Willie. He loves us. He cares for you. So today, if you need to just be assured in the storm, and Jesus came up aboard that ship, what a powerful thing, even though the disciples got called out by Him. When He said, you got to start trusting me, guys. And the Lord tells us that. He tells us, oh, crazy pastor, then. When are you going to start trusting me? Only when you're going to start trusting me. That's what the Lord tells me. Has He ever told you that before? Maybe not. And the Bible says they went away from that event knowing. Who is this that just did all that? What manner of man is this that he could just speak to the storm and say, hush, calm down. It's the same Jesus today that's looking into your heart right now. He's ready to speak peace in the midst of your storm. So today, how many needs the Lord to speak peace in the midst of your storm right now? I want us, if you want to, if you don't want to, it's fine. I'd like for us all in an act of faith, just take a few steps forward. Even if we can't all get around this altar, I'd like for you to just take a few steps forward. And by saying by that, Lord, I know You're on the throne. I know Your presence is with me. I know You love me. I know You care for me. I know You're not going to leave me nor forsake me. And I know You're going to protect me and watch over me. You're going to really be with me. And You're going to bring me through, get us through the storm today. No matter how violent, no matter how bad it is, Lord, no, I'm certain the earth is today. How problematic it is, Lord, You're going to be with us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, calm the storms that rage in people's lives today. Calm, Lord, the trouble that's in their life today. I want you to raise your right hand and put it over your heart today. I want you to put it over your heart. Raise that right hand and put it over your heart. This is where the storm is raging. Lord, storm, calm the storm that rages in our hearts today, Lord. Take your hand and put it on your head. Say, Father, calm the storm that's raging in my mind. My mind won't slow down, Lord. My thoughts won't slow down. I'm anxious and I'm worried and I'm troubled. I'm scared, Lord. So calm the troubled sea in my life. I believe that You're doing that right now, Lord. I believe You're looking at people's lives and I believe You're saying, hush. Calm down. Be still. Come on, call on the Lord right now. Call on the Lord right now. Come on. Get your eyes back on the Lord. Let's get our eyes back on the Lord. Not the storms. Not the events that's going on all over the earth. Even though that we need to know. Get your eyes on Jesus. He's in control. Peace be still.